Governor Rick Snyder will deliver his state budget proposal tomorrow. What do you predict will be on the agenda, Jack?
Well, everybody's looking to see, of course, what he's going to do about Medicaid. The governor certainly will be mentioning and pushing his plan to fix up Michigan roads. He wants to generate more revenue from a combination of the gas tax and from car registration fees. And it'll be interesting to see. Sometimes the governor's had a few little surprises, but people will be not only looking at his message, but then looking to see if the support is there for what the governor wants to do. Some of his Republican allies in the legislature aren't so sure that they want to spend this money for the roads.
Moving to more controversial finance issues, testimony for former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick's corruption trial is expected to wrap up tomorrow. What have we learned so far with this trial, and what do you think will come out of it, Jack?
Well, I think you could say, ironically, one thing we have learned is that public corruption or allegations of same cost the taxpayers a lot of money. This trial has been going since September. They started jury selection exactly 5 months ago today. The vast majority of the trial was devoted to the prosecution presenting evidence. The defense has had only a very few witnesses, and some of those witnesses have sort of seemed to implicate the mayor and his father and other defendants. So far, to an observer, this trial has not been a big success for the defendants, especially Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, but it'll be up to the jury, presumably, in a few days.
Finally, moving on to education, we heard this week that 200 administrators at Grand Rapids Public Schools are getting pink slipped. This comes after the district made plans to close 10 schools. How did Grand Rapids fall on hard times, and what is this going to mean for the district, Jack?
Well, I'm not sure it's on hard times so much as a consolidation. They're trying to eliminate some buildings. Certainly, they have fewer students, as a lot of public schools have all over the state and all over the country to some extent. They've been cutting their budget for a while. And so these are really not teacher layoff notices, as I understand it, so much as administrative layoff notices. And obviously, if you are combining two schools into one school, you only need one principal. Now, this doesn't mean that all of these folks are going to be laid off. Some people will probably retire, so there'll be some, you know, attrition. They may not actually make all these consolidations, but they're sort of letting people know now that changes in the works.
Okay, Jack. Thanks for the updates.
Always a pleasure.